Reboot your credit card with Apple Card, the only credit card designed for iPhone. It gives you up to 3% daily cash back on every purchase. Plus, Apple Card has no fees, not even hidden ones. Apply for Apple Card now in the Wallet app on iPhone. Apple Card issued by Goldman Sachs Bank USA, Salt Lake City branch. Subject to credit approval. Variable APRs for Apple Card range from 19.24% to 29.49% based on creditworthiness. Rates as of February 1st, 2024, terms and more at applecard.com. Sometimes it takes a different approach to help you unlock your true potential. Capella University's game-changing FlexPath format helps you learn at your own pace and fit earning a degree into your life. From before you enroll to after you graduate, you'll be supported by people who are invested in your success, so you can pursue your goals knowing that help is available if you need it. Imagine your future differently at capella.edu. To the $100 MBA show, and today is a Q&A weekends episode where we answer your question right here on the show. If you have a question you want to ask, just email us over at support@businessrepublic.net. As always, I'm your host, your coach, your teacher, Omar Zinholm. I'm also the co-founder of the $100 MBA, a complete business training and community online. Pumped to be here with you answering questions from our listeners. Today's question comes from Gabe, and Gabe asks, I'm new to Facebook ads. How much should I spend at the start? Good question, Gabe, and I'm going to share with you my experience when I first got started with Facebook ads, which was a few years ago, but I had the same question. How much money should I be spending? How much money do I need to spend to see some sort of result so I can have some sort of measurable data? How do I know if I'm doing this right? Are the resources I can use? All that kind of stuff. I'm happy to be sharing all those insights with you in today's episode. So let's get down to business. Today's episode of the $100 MBA Show is sponsored by HostGator. HostGator is an all-in-one website hosting solution for your business. Everything is under one roof, from hosting your website to designing it, to backups, to security, to domain names, to SSL certificates, you name it, HostGator's got your back. Best of all, they do it all without breaking the bank. You can get started for as low as $5 a month. Get your business website up and running right now. Just go to this special link to get this great deal, HostGator.com/MBA30. Again, that's HostGator.com/MBA30. So Gabe is new to Facebook ads and he wants to know how much he should be spending at the start. First of all, Gabe, I would recommend you getting a bit of an education in Facebook ads before you get started. So your first investment is going to be time and a bit of money. You need to understand how Facebook ads really work, so you understand the rules of the game so you can win at the game, right? But I want to share with you the most important thing about Facebook ads. This is something that I don't know why no one told me. This is so obvious now that I've been doing this for so long, but this is the most important thing you need to understand when it comes to Facebook ads. It's all about your audience. It's all about targeting the right audience. But really, it's about finding your right audience, and that takes a bit of time, a bit of experimentation, a bit of money. But just to start off, to learn a little bit about Facebook ads, how you can create one, how to measure your success, I would check out some courses online. I've taken a lot of courses when it comes to Facebook ads. I took Rick Mulready's FB Advantage when it first came out. I learned a lot from Rick. But if you're on a budget, I recommend you check out lynda.com's tutorials on Facebook ads. I reviewed them and they're actually pretty good. And Lynda's pretty inexpensive. It's $35 a month or so. And you can learn what you need to know from those tutorials. So once you get your head around how to create a Facebook ad, how to measure your success, how to build an audience, how to build a custom audience, all these things, you're going to want to start off with some amount of money. Now, in my experience, you don't need a ton of money, especially at the start, because you're still learning and you're still trying to find that perfect audience to market to, right? Now, I have to say between brackets that this is going to be a lot easier if you have an existing audience or an existing email list. And the larger your list, the better you're going to be able to target your audience. Because with Facebook ads, you can do something called lookalike audiences, where you can upload your email addresses to Facebook, and Facebook could find everybody who's on Facebook using that email address and everybody who has the same profile, has the same kind of makeup, likes the same things, are part of the same groups. Facebook has an incredible algorithm to find a lookalike audience. So you can upload, let's say, 5,000 email contacts, and get some really targeted, we're talking about like 300, 400, 500,000 targeted lookalike audience members. The larger list, the better your results. The more results you're going to get, the bigger the pool of the audience is going to be. So if you have an existing audience, that's going to help you a lot. But if you don't, if you're starting off scratch or you have a small audience, that's okay. It's just going to take some time to build an audience. And this is where you're going to spend a little money at the start, is just to build your audience. It's not really to actually put an ad and convert. You're going to spend maybe your first month or two building your audience. I still build my audience even though I've been doing Facebook ads for some time. And what I mean by that is that you need to build an audience that is interested in your website, that is interested in the ads that you actually present. And one of the first things you do when you start doing Facebook ads is putting a Facebook pixel or a tracking pixel, it's called. It's called a pixel now or something. They keep changing the name, but the point is that you're going to put a little snippet of code on your site so you know who visits your site. So anybody who visits your site and then goes to Facebook, Facebook can track them and say, hey, this person is interested in your business, in your blog, in whatever you do. And it can start creating audiences for you. But you have to run ads to do that, right? So I would recommend that you start off with as low as a budget as $100 a week. That means you're going to spend about $400 for your first month. And you're going to start creating ads, and I recommend that the ad is for a freebie, not an actual product for sale. It's hard to convert cold traffic from Facebook to an actual buyer. So convert them to a free guide, a free ebook, a free course, where you can build the relationship on your email list. And again, they're going to come to your site, they're going to get pixeled, and you're going to be able to track them, and Facebook's going to be able to build better audiences for you. And you're going to experiment on different copy and different audiences. And that's kind of the budget you're going to play with at the start. You don't need to spend any more than that. If you'd like, you could spend a little bit less even. But in my experience, I felt like $100 a week was enough to see some sort of result and enough spend for Facebook to get some traction. And the point here is consistency. So I put aside $400, $500 a month when I first got started to do these Facebook ads. It's a lot of money to part with for just building an audience or testing the ad. But you're going to start to get better and better. And that's just the nature of marketing. Now, full transparency, I haven't actually personally ran my own Facebook ads for quite some time. I have somebody who's an expert, somebody who understands all the changes that Facebook does, who's really good with Facebook copy, and that could be all over it. I just don't have the time to do that full time as I used to when I first got started. But I'm happy I went through that experience when I first got started because I can have an intelligent conversation with the person that takes care of my Facebook ads. I can understand what's going on. We can talk and I can give advice and I can give my two cents. Now, obviously, they're going to know more than me, but at least I can have a conversation and I can have a better understanding of what's going on in my business. And if you're spending $2,000, $2,500 or less on Facebook ads every month, then you can probably run it yourself if you have the time. But once you start spending more than that and you're running several campaigns or comparing audiences, you're changing different copy, different images, you're trying video, trying retargeting, it can get really overwhelming. And to be quite honest, with all the content I try to produce, it's very hard for me to be on top of that. So that's why I got somebody to help me out. But to answer today's question, get started after you get your education and get started with $100 a week for 4 weeks in a row and then evaluate. The other piece of advice I want to leave you with is you have to have a goal in mind when you start these ads. What is your goal? Is it sales? Is it actual leads? Do you want to grow your email list? Do you want better awareness? Do you want likes on your Facebook page? What are you looking for? Understand what you're looking for. Have a precise goal. Don't say all the above because that's very hard to do. You got to have to just get very specific about what you want out of the ads. That's how you know you win. That's how you know that, hey, I accomplished my goal. I've won. This was worth my money. If you don't know what you're shooting for, then it's hard for you to feel like you're successful or know when you're successful. Guys, I got more on today's topic, but before that, let me give love to today's sponsor, HostGator. If you're looking to start a business website, HostGator is your all-in-one solution. Not only do they hook you up with the web hosting and the domain name, and they can help you with design services, they have one-click WordPress installs, they also have 24/7 live support via phone, chat, or email. That means you have your own tech team on your side. Anytime you have any questions about your website, you want to upgrade things, you want to, you know, change things around, you want to buy a new domain name, whatever it is, you can give them a call. You can hop on chat. You can, you know, send them an email any time of day, any day of the week, 24/7. I love that. And best of all, HostGator understands when you start a business, you need to be on a budget. So they'll get you started for as low as $5 a month. That's incredible. And they can grow with you as you grow. Just use a special link, hostgator.com/MBA30, and get started today. Again, that's hostgator.com/MBA30. To wrap up today's Q&A weekend's episode, Facebook ads is a science. It really takes some time to know what works best for your audience. What works for me may not necessarily work for you. You got to build your audience. And again, I recommend you get started with some education with lynda.com or any course that can get your head around what these ads are and how to build them. Then I would get started for as little as $100 a week for 4 weeks in a row. That's going to give you enough critical data, some good experience about how these ads are doing, and if this is going to work for you. The last thing I want to leave you with is that sometimes I hear entrepreneurs say, "Oh, Facebook ads, that didn't work out for me." And it's probably because they gave up too early. It takes some time to fine-tune, to dial in your Facebook ad campaigns. It's not something that you just try once and it's over. You have to just kind of master, understand how it's going to work, how to find your right audience, and how to target them properly. So give it a fair shake. That's why I say 4 weeks is a good amount of time. You should see some progression over the weeks. And if you need some help and you have the budget for it, I recommend you try to find an expert that can help you out. There's plenty of forums on Facebook where people can help you out, people that do this for a living. Just know that's an option after your 4 weeks, after you've done your little boot camp and learned about Facebook ads. All right, that's it for me today, guys. Thank you so much for listening to the $100 MBA Show. Hit subscribe so you get all our episodes automatically, like tomorrow's episode that I can't wait for. It's a must-read episode, a book that I absolutely loved reading. Shoe Dog by Phil Knight, who's the founder of Nike. It's his autobiography. It's one of those books that just really make you think differently about business, about life, about everything. And I can't wait to share with you my insights, my takeaways in tomorrow's episode. So hit subscribe and you'll get it right on your device first thing in the morning. All right, before I go, I want to leave you with this. The reason why people are so into Facebook ads is because Facebook has an incredible amount of data on all of us. What we like, what we don't like, what we watch, the people that we're friends with, the groups that we're a part of, the events that we go to. And the data is accurate because we're voluntarily putting that information into Facebook. And it's not a survey. So when you're running ads, understand that you can really get targeted with your audience. You can really, really find the people that really want or need your business, your service, your product. There's a lot of power in that. As creepy as it may sound, it's really good when it comes to speaking to the right people. So I definitely would recommend giving it a try. All right, I'll check you guys in tomorrow's episode. I'll see you then. Take care.
Life is a highway, and on it there will be many chicken sandwiches. But there's only one McCrispy, so go ahead and hit the turn signal if you know about this juicy gem of a detour.